Okay, it's 8:46 now on Today FM. I want to talk to two sisters from Limerick because, as I mentioned before the break there, did you know today is officially international, not just Ireland, but International Hugging Day. However, with lockdowns in process all over the globe, the physical hugs are not allowed, unfortunately, but virtual hugs are. And two Limerick sisters have devised an app called HugNote, H-U-G-G-N-O-T-E, that allows you to send a virtual hug through the use of songs to express how you feel. So Jackie and Perry are on the line. Jackie Meskell and Perry Meskell. Hello, Jackie, how are you?
Good morning, hi Ian, how are you? How are everybody?
And hello, Perry, how are you getting on?
Hi Ian, I'm great. Happy International Hugging Day, everyone.
So tell us about this. Now, it's a web app, so which means that there's nothing to download. You just go to hugnote.com to log in, you select your musical theme, and you can send your hugs then. So you explain it to us, actually, because it's a great idea.
Yeah, so basically, Ian, we created it with the user in mind because we know not everyone is super technical. So all you need to do is go to the website, log in, select your theme, I love you, I'm sorry, lockdown life, whatever it is you want to say, choose your song, add your message, and then send it by text or messenger app. The recipient will receive a little notification to say that they've been hugged, and they can just play it. They don't need to download anything either. So it's super straightforward and a really emotional effect.
And you came up with this idea before the pandemic. Like this was, it sounds like it was kind of made up after coronavirus came, but you were going with this before that.
I know. Well, actually, yeah. So I sort of had this sort of coronavirus situation previously because I was living abroad and a really good friend of mine was going through a tough time and I just wanted to be there to just give her a hug and have a cup of tea. Mm. And I felt really bad. And then a song came on the radio that brought back such happy memories of when we were in college and life was great. And I just thought to myself, God, that's perfect, because I didn't even know what to say to her, to be honest. I didn't really have the words. And I thought if I sent her that song, it would say everything words couldn't. It would give her that boost as well. So I went online to see if some, you know, smart guy in Silicon Valley had found some way to do this. There was nothing there. So we just decided, oh, look, we'll just do this ourselves. And so now everybody's in that situation, of course, even if you're near someone, unfortunately, we can't hug them. So,
yeah, and that's a very good point that you make there, because, you know, when you hear a song that you haven't heard for ages and it comes on, and sometimes it might come on the radio or something, and you say, oh, yeah, do you remember that song from when we did this or that? And it does kind of change your mood a little bit and puts you in good humor. So it's a lovely idea.
That's the whole thing, because science actually shows that it's, you know, really super emotional, a powerful rekindler of memories. Yeah. But people may not realize that it actually releases the same hormones as a physical hug, like oxytocin and dopamine. Nice. So that's where the name came from. Like, it literally, okay, it's not the same as the real thing. Obviously, we'd all love to be really hugging everyone we love today. But it is a great second best, because it really is emotional. We have people writing to us from all over the world saying how they cried when they got their hug, or thanks for bringing them back together, or whatever it is. So it's great.
Brilliant. So it's called hugnote.com, and that's two G's in it. I'm getting this right.
Two G's, yeah.
So
the physical hug is one G, the music hug is two.
Okay, hugnote.com for people to get in there and the whole thing.
And it's free to use as well.
It's free, yeah, well, this is it. I was just wondering, I mean, you're not making any money out of this, are you?
We're not yet. We were going to release a fancier version of it later in the year, and there will be options there, so there'll be more song choices to send, for example, and stuff like that. But yeah, we wanted to have a freemium version for people so that, you know, it's there for people if they need it.
Well, how are you living? Like, I mean, are you loaded?
We're very frugal. We live together. We're locked down together, and we're just, you know, we're looking forward to the future.
Yeah, no, it's great. Because, I mean, eventually what will happen is it'll get so big and then somebody from the aforementioned Silicon Valley will say, hello, could we have a little chat? And then suddenly they'll offer you $27 billion or something. And then away you go.
We'll be back on the show then, Rick.
Oh, yeah, please do. Yeah. You'll be always welcome. But listen, you went to a show that it's my dream to go to this show. And I can't go this year, even though there's no ski trip on, which we normally have. That's the Computer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So you were there, and I believe there was a queue. Nobody knew. You didn't know what was going on. You know, you were never there before. But at the end of the day, there was queues at your particular stand. So it was very popular.
That's right. A couple of years ago when we went, Jackie and I kind of stood out like a sore thumb amongst a sea of very, very technical Elon Musk wannabes. And we felt, you know, a bit of imposter syndrome or what have you. And the next thing, as the day went on, we could see we were gathering a bit of momentum at our booth, and the queue started to form, and I was kind of thinking, okay. But what had happened is word had got out that girlfriends back home had had received hugs from their boyfriends, and they were going down a storm. So, yeah, it's an emerging market of ours, the jerky dog market.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it was great, and it was just to give us that kind of boost to actually keep going at the time. Yeah. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, you kind of said, yeah, there's something in this. There's definitely something in this. So hugnote.com, if anybody wants to check that out today, and looking forward to the one with the in-app purchases towards the end of the year as well. Tipperary, of course, have the Collison brothers, who are now billionaires with stripes, so now Limerick have the Meskell sisters.
The Meskell sisters, that's right, yeah. Thank you so much,
you'll settle with just being millionaires rather than billionaires.
Yeah, okay, right.
Thanks a million. Jackie and Perry, cheers.
Thanks, Ian. Have a great day.